Mishnah Gimel. In general, to write a document on Chol HaMoed is forbidden, since it's considered to be a Maisa Umon, a professional task, since it has to be done in a very particular manner, and only somebody who is familiar with these documents could write it. And therefore, it's in general forbidden to write a document on Chol HaMoed. However, if it is a case of a Dovar HaAved, that you would lose out a lot by not writing it, then it is permitted to write it. So the Mishnah says, "Ve'elu pekosim b'moyed." The following documents one can write on Chol HaMoed: Kiddushin Noshim, a document used for the kiddushin of a woman. Kiddushin is when one acquires a woman. It's the first stage of marriage, and one of the ways in order to do so is by giving her a document which says that you are performing kiddushin on her. And the reason why this is considered to be a Dovar HaAved is because if you don't give her that document, there is a chance that somebody else might end up doing kiddushin on her before you manage. Secondly, gittin, to write a document of divorce for a woman. If somebody was about to go on a long journey, which could involve lots of dangers, the custom was that they would write a document saying they were divorcing their wife in case they wouldn't return. They might go missing, or they might be killed by one of the dangerous things which are out there on his journey. But if there is no proof that he died, then his wife would be forbidden to marry anybody else, in case she's still married to this man who might still be alive. So they would divorce their wife before leaving on this dangerous journey. And so that was considered something quite urgent if they had to go on the journey now already. And therefore that document would be able to be written on Chol HaMoed. V'shevorin, a receipt saying that a loan has been repaid. If, let's say, the person who borrowed money is not willing to repay the money unless the lender writes a document saying that he has received the money. So in general, that would be forbidden on Chol HaMoed, and you would have to wait until after Yom Tov. However, if the lender is concerned that the borrower is about to go on a long journey, and he won't end up repaying him after Yom Tov, so if he doesn't get the money now, then he might not be able to get it back for a long time, or ever. And therefore he can write the receipt in order that the borrower will indeed give him the money back. The Atiki, this is the document written by a Shechiv Merah, or on behalf of a Shechiv Merah. Shechiv Merah is somebody who is on their deathbed, and the halacha is that although in general in order to acquire something, one needs to perform a particular action, such as lifting the item up, or moving it towards them, when it comes to somebody who is on their deathbed, if he says, I want my property to go to this person, and I want this to go to this person, since he's on his deathbed, it could cause him a lot of distress if he wants to give something to somebody else before he dies, but he's not able to because they're not here right now. So the halach is that actually as soon as he says that this should go to this person, if he then dies, then that person does indeed receive it. Now, in order to prove that the person said those things, a document should be written. And again, that's considered to be quite urgent, and it certainly does come under the category of Dovar HaAved, because the receiver would lose out a lot if he doesn't get the things which the Shechiv Merah said he would give him. And so the document can indeed be written. Matona, a gift. If somebody gives a piece of land to somebody else, so it's not as if the person took an item. He received as a gift a piece of land, but he hasn't yet gone there, let's say. And the person who gave it to him could quite easily deny the fact that he gave it to him. And so writing a document to prove the fact that he gave it is quite important, and it is considered to be a Dovar HaAved. Or Prusbelin and a Prusbel. What exactly is a Prusbel? So during the Shemitah year, which is once every 7 years, all loans, any money which somebody owes to somebody else, is cancelled, and he no longer needs to repay it. That is the halacha. Now this led to a situation in which people would stop lending people money close to the time of Shemitah. And that was a big problem, because people who needed money, they were no longer able to borrow money as it got closer to Shemitah. And so they instituted a Prusbel, which is where one gives over his loans to the Beis Din. Now one who owes money to the Beis Din, that loan is not cancelled by Shemitah. So a Prusbel is where one gives over his loans to Beis Din, and that way he can circumvent the cancellation of the loans, and even after Shemitah, the person who borrowed the money will need to repay, even after all other loans are cancelled at the end of Shemitah. Igros Shum, letters, documents which record the value of a borrower's property. The halacha is that if somebody borrows money and he's not able to repay it, so at least in most scenarios, the lender is able to collect the loan from the borrower's property. And so that property needs to be valued. Now what they would generally do is that at the time of the loan, when he actually lends him the money, so they would write a regular document saying that Reuven lent money to Shimon. Now after that, when they had time, so they evaluated the borrower's property, and they wrote another document instead of the first one, and the second document included the value of the borrower's property. The Mishnah is talking about a case where they had already gotten rid of and torn up the first original document, and now they were coming to write the next document, which included the value of the borrower's property. So if they wouldn't write the second one, then it's definitely considered to be a Dover Ha'oved, because they've already destroyed the first one, and without writing the second document, the lender has no way of proving that he is owed money. V'igros Mozoin, a document where somebody records the fact that he has accepted upon himself to support and provide food for somebody. A common case would be if somebody marries a woman who already has a daughter from a different marriage, and when he marries her, he also accepts upon himself to support her daughter. So again, once he accepted upon himself, in order that there be proof to that, they would write a document, and that's considered to be a davar ha'oved. Shtori chalitza, a document stating that a woman has undergone chalitza. What exactly is chalitza? So if a man dies without children, then there is a mitzvah upon the dead man's brother to marry the dead man's wife, who is now a widow. That mitzvah is known as yibum. Now, if the brother does not want to marry her, then they can go through a process in Beis Din known as chalitza, which then permits her to marry another man. So once they've gone through this process, again, they would need to write a document in order to prove the fact that she had gone through this process and that she is now able to marry a different man. Umei Unin, a document which records the fact that a woman has done miun. And in short, miun refers to a child who is under the age of bas mitzvah and whose father has died, which means that if she gets married, that marriage is only considered to be midrabbanon, and the halacha is that until she reaches bas mitzvah, she is able to walk out of that marriage just by saying, I refuse to continue. And it's not considered as if she got divorced, it's as if the marriage never took place at all. That is miun. In short, it's basically a divorce from a midrabbanon marriage. Now, she does not need a document to do the miun, but in order to prove that it was done, a document is written. And again, that's considered to be a davar ha'oved so that she can marry somebody else. Alright, the halacha is that if two people are in Beis Din, and the Beis Din are judging a monetary case between them, so when it comes to choosing the judges, each of them are able to choose one judge each, and then the third judge is chosen between them. Now, once they have agreed upon which judges will be part of the Beis Din, they would need to write a document so that no one can go back on his word that he accepted these judges to judge the case. Uxerius Beis Din, decrees made by Beis Din, in order that it be made official and not forgotten at all, that also needs to be written down immediately. And finally, Igris Shel Grishus, some Mishnayos read Roshus, in which case it would refer to documents which contain a decree from the government, and that would need to be written down so that people do not violate the law of the government, which could lead to danger. People would need to know about this law. Whereas other versions read Igres Shel Rishus, which refers to regular letters, which are not in order to record anything, it's not written for any mitzvah or anything. It'll be a letter that somebody writes to his friend. The point being that when somebody writes, when a regular person writes and it's not for the sake of a document, so it's no longer considered to be a Maisa Umon. It's only a Maisa Hedyot, something which does not require a skill of a professional. And because of that, it is permitted to write such things on Chol HaMoed.